Chapter 15. Ashton remained hidden deep within the shadows at the rear of his box throughout the whole performance of Othello. It had taken all his willpower to remain quiet and still while Tidmore and Poole remained so close to Ellie in Merryweather's booth. But as soon as the performance came to an end, he slipped behind the curtains and waited for her and the Merryweathers to leave the playhouse and step into their carriage. As soon as they did, he mounted his stallion and rode hard to Ellie's home, beating the carriage's route easily. Hidden atop his horse behind thick bushes near her driveway, he lifted a hand to acknowledge his footman, Watts, who'd remained out of sight keeping a watchful eye on Ellie since he'd left her the night before. Unease had eaten away at him when he'd returned home to his manor on Park Lane, and when he'd walked through the front door of Blackgale House and stood in his front foyer, he'd groaned at the silence. Within Ellie's home, immense love and lively conversation rebounded off every wall. Even their puppy yapped and played wherever the wee thing wished. Within his home, everything was in order, without a speck of dust about, or an ornament sitting where it shouldn't. Flowers bloomed in a vase on the side table, all beautiful and displaying an array of vivid springtime blooms, yet not one daisy graced the terribly perfect bunch. He wanted a daisy, and this morning when he'd awoken, it had been with renewed energy. He was tired of being enclosed within the parameters he'd set for himself following the death of Lady Ashley. Ellie was right. Ashley would never have agreed to his proposal, not when she'd already chosen another man. Now the only woman he wanted to take to wife was his best friend's little sister, which meant he needed to do some serious grovelling and apologising if he wished to see that happen. He certainly couldn't allow Ellie to make such a terrible mistake and run away with another man. Unless, of course, that man was him. Hooves clopped, and Merryweather's carriage slowly rolled to a stop in Ellie's driveway. Tidmore aided Ellie from the carriage and walked her to her front door. She searched her reticule, possibly for the house key to let herself in since she hadn't knocked on the door and awoken one of the staff to allow her entry. Blast it all! Winterly or Jeeves should be up waiting for her, to ensure she safely made it inside. Ellie? Tidmore's voice travelled to him, the man still standing at Ellie's back. Yes, Thomas. Ellie turned and smiled at his new business partner.
Good grief, she'd spoken the man's first name.
At the masquerade tomorrow night, I shall send a footman with a missive to you. He lifted her gloved hand to his lips and dropped a kiss on her knuckles. Once you receive that missive, follow the instructions.
Of course.
Double blast it all.
It was Tidmore she intended on eloping with, and tomorrow night no less. That wasn't happening, not on his watch. Good night, and sleep well. Tidmore leaned in and tried to brush a kiss across Ellie's cheek, although she stepped back a touch before he succeeded.
Good night to you too.
All will be well tomorrow evening. I'll make certain of it. Tidmore gave her a reassuring smile, then strode back with a lively step to the waiting carriage. Ellie waved to the departing coach, then sagged against the door. His horse snorted, and she straightened and peered directly toward the bush he hid behind, although thankfully he remained shrouded in darkness. With a shake of her head, she found her key and slipped inside, and the moment she did, he bounded from his stallion, tethered it to a branch, and gestured for Watts to keep an eye on his prized possession. Then, using the shadows, he snuck around the side of the house without detection, and glared at Ellie's bedchamber window on the second floor above. The gentle glow of a candle lit the closed lilac drapes. Then a few minutes later, the light was extinguished and the glow dispersed. He propped his cane against the side of the house and gripped the exterior. Time to make his move.